Sweetwater, South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM, The Biz.
880thebiz.com.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
It's 5 o'clock. 880 AM, The Biz. South Florida's only all business station welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hey there, South Florida. Welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. We've got a very packed show today, so we're going to get right to it. We're going to start off with maybe some listener emails. Then we're going to have Tim Becker, CCIM, and director of the Kelly A. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. We'll talk a little bit about the fact that Matt, you're on the show. You're on today.
It's me again?
You're on today, exactly. You made dinner last night. It was fabulous. You'll be telling us at the end of the show how to make some of that Italian food you cooked. We'll have Michael Kwan on. Today we're going to talk about how to alleviate back pain with Michael. We're going to have Jason Shapiro and Kevin Milliff. Both of them work with me at the Aztec Group. They're the senior guys in our capital markets department. We're going to talk about real estate capital markets with them. They're much smarter than I am, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Then we'll have our 540 shot with Victor Franks, where we're going to talk about America overfed but malnourished. And then at about 5:50, we'll have Javier Morales and Alex Thomas from Associates in Business. We'll talk about the website that they've constructed for the show. Like I said, we'll have Matt Gold, insurance entrepreneur and executive chef, and Matt will tell us how to prepare quick and easy pasta dishes. And if there's time, we'll do some more listener emails, and I may rant about a couple things at the end of the show. Remember, you can email me at jim@freedonbusiness.com. You can call into the show at 305-541-2350. I dare you. We can hook up on LinkedIn. We just passed 1,000 people on LinkedIn.
All right.
That's right. You can tweet me or follow me at Jim Freed. And let's get rolling. We've got some listener emails.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
My turn now?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay.
Barry's done.
Barry had to say. Let's go right to Del Rey, where Brian writes in. He wants to know, why are properties in Miami better positioned for recovery than the ones out in Fort Myers?
Well, right now you're seeing that people are having a flight to safety, so they're going to prefer the larger cities to the smaller cities. Fort Myers may, on a spot basis, have a great opportunity. In fact, we're involved with one over there right now and looking at another. But overall, the general consensus is that Miami is probably going to do a little bit better.
What about John from Orlando?
Okay, what about John from Orlando?
Oh, that's my line. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry about it.
Why is the recovery stronger in some places than others?
Well, it's stronger in some places and not as strong in others because some places have better fundamentals than others. In fact, the market is recovering in states other than Florida that don't have the significant overhang of housing, for instance, because the other states can start building houses. We have to wait for our housing inventory to burn off.
Jorge from Miami writes in. He wants to know how the social media stuff's hanging.
Oh, the social media stuff is going great. We just passed 1,000 people on LinkedIn. Our 1,000th contact on LinkedIn was a young University of Florida student in their commercial real estate studies program. And we have people from all walks of life, from all across the country. The 999th person was from South Carolina. So if you'd like, look me up on LinkedIn, Jim Freed, James L. Freed.
All right.
I'm going to.
This is the same Penny from last week.
Yeah, but she didn't say. But yeah, Penny from Boca writes, I cannot wait to hear. I love how she gets these to me quick. It's like off the tweet deck. It's amazing. She goes, I cannot wait to hear how Matt cooks spaghetti sauce and meatballs. Can he come over and show me how to make solid but well-composed meatballs?
You know, I don't really want to take that one. So maybe you'll answer that for me. But you know what? Let's just talk about it next and later.
Okay, we'll talk it later. And actually, Penny, he's going to talk about sauce. The meatballs will have to wait.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? We've got Tim Becker from UF holding on the line. Let's bring on Tim Becker. Tim, how you doing today?
I'm doing terrific, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having the young student link up with me to be my ceremonial 1,000th LinkedIn person. I really do appreciate that, and I really, really enjoy supporting the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. I know that you've got a conference coming up. Let's talk about that before we get into what the market study has to say.
Well, our first conference coming up is a board conference in September 15th and 16th here in Gainesville, so we can talk about what's happening in real estate and hopefully come up with some solutions about how we can move our industry forward.
Okay, and only board members go to that?
Only board members go to that one, but we have a real.
So that's a benefit of being a board member then.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you there, Jim.
Oh, I can't wait. And it's one of those discussions I just participate in. And then you've got one in the spring coming up, too, that's open to everybody, right?
Absolutely. February 16th and 17th in Orlando is our 2012 Trends and Strategies Conference. And if you want to know about the future of real estate, you want to make it there. It's at the Portofino Resort in Universal Studios. And it's a who's who in real estate, finding out where we're going in the future. With real estate.
Oh, great. Does Universal Studios have that House of Horrors thing still?
I don't know if it does or not. I haven't been there in a while.
Oh, me either. So we'll find out. But if it doesn't, I'm sure that our real estate discussions will double for that. But let's talk about the real estate market. You just recently, the University of Florida just completed its quarterly study for the emerging trends in real estate. For the first time in 7 months, your index backed down a little bit, if I recall from reading the report. What other things did you find out, Tim?
Well, I think the biggest thing going on, as you know and you see every day, including today, happening, there's a lot of uncertainty in the marketplace about what's happening with the economy, what's happening with the debt and spending in Washington. I think it's having an adverse impact on people's opinions about what's going to happen in the real estate market going forward.
And now, Tim, the University of Florida prepares this study. What's the methodology behind the study?
Well, we survey industry professionals throughout the state. We generally get about 300 or so extremely qualified industry professionals to respond to the survey, including our illustrious advisory board and you, Mr. Freed.
You forgot to say illustrious and esteemed.
And distinguished.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere, Tim.
And they respond to a number of questions that we ask them about what's happening over the course of the next 12 months. So we don't look backwards. We kind of look forward. What do they think is going to happen in the next 12 months?
Now, what are some of the trends other than that they think that things might get a little soft? What are some of the highlights from the report this time around? And where can people find the report, Tim?
Well, you can find the report at realestate.ufl.edu.
Okay.
On our website. And you can certainly look on our Facebook site, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, or our LinkedIn site, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, or on our Twitter feed, at Bergstrom Center. But some of the other trends happening out there, I think, you know, from a fundamental perspective that you just mentioned to some of the emails, fundamentals are actually doing okay in many parts of the state. It's really just trying to figure out what's going to happen with the consumer and with companies hiring folks and giving them confidence that they can spend money. So that's where the uncertainty is resting right now. But certainly if you're in the apartment market, if you're developing apartments, or if you own apartments, the world is on fire. In the hospitality business, things are picking up. Visitors are up to the state of Florida for two quarters in a row now. Hospitality sector is doing really well. And, you know, I think there's some other things going on in the state. One particular project that we're pretty fond of is a great project here in Gainesville called Innovation Square.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that, Tim.
You know, the University of Florida is one of the top five universities in the country in transferring technologies developed from research at the university to the marketplace. And Innovation Square is going to help us expand that by keeping those companies here in Gainesville. So we're going to add over 1 million square feet of space.
Wow.
Just a block and a half from the university to help foster innovation and the innovation economy.
Well, it seems like that's something that's extraordinary and unique to Gainesville and the University of Florida.
Absolutely. And I think you're going to find that happening throughout the state at places like UCF, and you're going to have it down there in Miami and other places, really taking advantage of the great products coming out of our knowledge base at our universities.
Now, what are some of the things that are going on at the Bergstrom Center that we need to know about? You just brought in your new class this summer, right?
Absolutely. Just started 23 wonderful students here who are going to be working their behinds off for the next 10 months.
Okay. And typically, if people want to get information about your programs up there, who's a likely candidate and how would they get information?
Well, the best place to get information about the program is the realestate.ufl.edu. It's really easy. But we're looking for folks who want to have a passion for real estate, want to get advanced education, have somewhere in 2 to 5 years of experience right now, and want to come back and gain the knowledge to be the next leader in the industry going forward.
Well, I know that I learned a lot about leadership at the University of Florida, and I was still successful in my career anyway, so I had a great time there. I have a great picture up in my office about that photographs me when I was a leader on campus. My niece was a leader on campus as well. She always breaks my chops. There's 3 pictures of her up at the Union, only one of me, but I say, but mine was defaced more than yours. So now you're a rocket scientist, Tim, quite literally. So tell
I'm
me,
not.
Huh?
I'm not a rocket scientist, Jim. Come on.
Okay. Well, you are.
I'm a nuclear scientist.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're a nuclear scientist. I forgot. Okay, so you're a nuclear physicist. So tell me, Tim, the real issue to me with the real estate market is the fact that it's opaque and we can't see the future. So the real estate survey that you guys performed sort of is a glimpse into the future. What are people thinking about you said hospitality is looking up. How about multifamily?
Multifamily is doing great. It's the hottest property out there. Everybody wants it. The fundamentals are terrific and only getting better because of the demographics, the huge overhang of foreclosures that are going on, sending people into apartment complexes.
Wow. You know, and I think that a lot of people won't ever, you know, at least for 6-7 years, won't be able to buy a home anyway, so they'll be stuck in the rental pool. And they
want to be there, and they want to be there now.
Well, it gives them flexibility. Now, how about the improvements that are going to be happening at the Panama Canal? There must be ports across the state and infrastructure companies and industrial developers that are teeing up to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Well, you're seeing a lot of that in Miami. You all got to the 50 feet necessary in your canal to hold those big ships coming in.
Yeah, we got the bald governor to sign that check.
Absolutely, and that's terrific. So you're already starting to see an industrial boom down there. You're seeing it for stuff that's going from Florida, from the U.S. out to South America because there's lacking distribution space down there. So I think you're seeing a big push down there. We're starting to see developments for inland ports come on the board to hopefully handle all the stuff coming in from these big ships and send it throughout the country.
Well, Tim, I just want to wrap up our segment. If you could give people how to get a hold of you or maybe somebody at UF that they could talk to about the program, maybe you can give the center and maybe talk a little bit about how to get a hold of Pam or something.
Well, you can always get a hold of me at 352-273-1827 or look me up at realestate.ufl.edu. All my contact information is up there, all the contact information for our folks here at the center. Anything and everything about the Bergstrom Center is at realestate.ufl.edu.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Tim Becker, CCIM and Director of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for talking about the emerging trends at the University of Florida in real estate. And we'll be right back after this short break with Lolly Green. Oh, I just love listening to that Gator Country tune. Thank you so much, Tim Becker. Hey, this is Jim Freed. Do you need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, office, healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. And while you're at it, make sure you join me at the NAIOP event on next Thursday, August 25th. It'll be held at the it'll be held at the Sheraton Suites, 555 Northwest Cypress Creek Road. I'll be moderating. I'll be joined by Steve Battelle, founder and chairman of Terra Nova Corporation, Jonathan Kingsley, senior vice president of Jones Lang LaSalle Brokerage Incorporated, and I love this guy's name, Harry Tangalakis. Senior Vice President of CBRE. I'm going to say it again. Harry Tangalakis will be joining us. If you want to RSVP, you can RSVP at 954-990-5116. For you people at Right Slow, that was 954-990-5116. Or go to www.naiopsfl.org. It'll be August 25th at 7:30 a.m. Make sure you join me there.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, we're back with our next segment here on Freed on Business. We've got Lolly Green, our resident social worker, on the line. Lolly, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. You sound terrific today, but you're always upbeat. What are we going to talk about today, Lolly?
Well, you said you wanted to talk about urgency, and I hope it's the right kind of urgency. I got a little nervous.
Yes, I'm very urgent, but I'm not that urgent. Exactly. Okay. I can hold off at least another 45 minutes. But what are we going to talk about urgency here?
Okay. It's a question as to how we can determine what's really urgent when we feel that everything is urgent. And during the times we're facing right now, we sometimes confuse what's really important with all the things that bring pressure on us. Most importantly, our need to bring in money the way we always did.
Oh, yeah. I'm under pressure all the time, and everything seems to be urgent. And it's always everything on my to-do list is highlighted in yellow and got a star next to it. How do I deal with that?
Well, unfortunately, due to the economic fallout, many of us are finding the old ways and the old truths don't really apply these days. What used to be a trusted work environment is filled now with pitfalls, changes, irritability, and plain old failure.
Yeah, people like to stay away from that last F word, failure.
Of course. And to counter that, to build a new work environment, we have to begin to think out of the box.
Yeah, I'm a specialist at thinking outside the box. That's why I have a radio show.
Okay, well, business people who have known success will be the first to admit they may be a little rusty at that kind of thinking. After all, it takes more self-confidence and a need to ask other people to join us as we start a new trail through the underbrush of today's marketplace.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the basics of that.
All right, the basics underpinning our attempts, what is most important? It's ourselves. So the most urgent thing to start would be taking care of our physical and mental health. We already know our team, our support group, has to be our first resource, and we must use it the way we need it, of course. And working out, physical exercise, eating right, those come next, just to keep us well.
Yeah, my rule of thumb is if you take care of yourself, the rest follows.
Okay, that's true. Once we're on track with ourselves, it becomes much easier to think smarter and work creatively, which is what we need to do. Will we reap our results immediately? Well, maybe not. But we are on track to achieve whatever we've already done in the past. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We don't have to fault ourselves if old ways no longer seem to get things done. Following our internal compass will keep us on track as we develop our own strengths and do new things.
Well,
whatever it takes.
Well, Lolly, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it, as always. Lolly Green, Masters in Social Work. That's right. She's my mom. She's terrific. And this is the advice she gives me every day. And I thought it would be helpful to the listeners to make sure that you got the advice. Lolly, thanks for calling in. We look forward to your segment next week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Love you, Mom. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
All right. What's up next?
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's
great. That's just great vibrations. Thank you so much to Lolly for calling in, Mom. You're the best. We're now up with Mike Kwan. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, but my back is killing me. You got some tips?
Oh, sure do. That's what today's topic is actually about. Wanted to talk about low back pain or, your lumbar spine, which is also what it's called. 85% of the adult population has some sort of back pain, mostly caused by bad posture and, using the back to lift heavy objects the wrong way, and that's usually
Well, I know that. I hurt my back driving up and down to Boca Raton and being tense all the time, and I basically they wanted to cut me, and I wouldn't let them, and I rehabbed, and I got to tell you, I think rehab is the way to go. I think that exercise is definitely the cure for the bad back.
Yeah, you know, I actually had a pretty bad car accident myself where my lower back was messed up, and it pretty much bothered me for a few years, but, you know, once I learned what to do to make it, you know, stronger, it actually feels a lot better. So
it's like core strengthening.
It's a lot of core strengthening as well as your glute muscle as well. That's another big part of.
So I can stand erect.
Yes, you can always stand erect and
do what I need to do.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to get you distracted by the thinking of me standing erect.
Yeah,
but
I don't know what to say about that.
You don't say anything. You just keep on rolling past it.
All right. Well, you know, as a corrective exercise specialist, I've learned to notice how a lot of certain over-tight tight muscles tend to really affect how your body moves. And for back pain, a lot of it has to do with your hip flexors, your hamstrings, your piriformis, which runs down your butt. And those are usually the muscles that keep your back pains around. So
now, wait, hold it. You used a technical term. You meant glutes, right?
Glutes.
Okay.
But I don't know how many people actually know, you know, glute, butt. But I just
same
wanted
thing,
to,
huh?
I just wanted to make sure that was that
mixing
was
it up on us there.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
So you know, I just want to make sure that, you know, everybody knows that getting a good stretch on these muscles will give you a little bit more flexibility in your back. And you definitely notice a lot more of a difference, and that's not all, because certain activation and strength exercises will also give you that postural support that you need to brace your back.
So I need a lot of postural support.
Postural support is
it's a good
ideal
thing, right?
Ideal for being erect. That's
okay. Well, then that's good. I need a lot of postural support then.
Right. You know, the simplest thing that you could do to activate is to activate your abdominal muscles. All right. So the thing you can do is, this is a simple thing you can do, either laying down or standing up. You just have to make sure that your spine is straight or erect, in your case, Jim. now imagine tightening up your abs because you're about to get punched in the stomach. So these stomach contractions are really great for your transverse abdominis muscles, which are the great stabilizers for your spine. The great thing is that you can do this anywhere. I always tell my clients to activate their abs during exercises, but you can actually even do this stuff in the grocery line.
Well, wait a minute now. People really do that in the grocery line? Now, my wife will tell you that I haven't been in a grocery store in a number of years, and the guys that work with me will tell you the only reason I go to a grocery store is to see what the neighborhood's like.
No.
So I don't know what I'm going to do in a grocery store,
I mean,
walk around.
If you're like I said, if you're staying around, when you're bored, just contract your stomach muscles.
Ooh.
Like you're, you know, about to get punched, and it's a good way to just strengthen your core.
So I got
to
make believe you're going to hit me in the stomach on a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
Oh, lovely. Okay. What else you got for me, Mike? That sounds like a good one. I'm doing it here, and I'm feeling my muscles tighten up, and I'll be able to stand more erect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Matt's erect right over there. Yeah, Penny would be proud.
Penny would be proud. The next muscle everyone should try to strengthen is their glutes or the butt muscle.
Okay, thanks for going technical on me again. Yeah,
there you go.
All right.
Gluteus maximus for even more technical.
Calm down, Mike. Calm down. I know that thoughts of the gluteus maximus really get you going, but please, we've got to get through this segment together. We're in this together, man.
Okay. The glute is the largest and one of the most important muscles in your body, and having the weak glutes is going to cause other muscles to work harder, in this case, our poor backs. So developing a strong butt is great for your body's function, not just looking good to attract the opposite sex. So here's a good.
Well, I use my butt for other functions.
Well, I know that too.
Stop!
I don't want to. I don't want to think about that image now. This is the second bad image I've gotten. Okay. So here's a good quick workout that you can incorporate. This really takes about 20 minutes a day. First of all, you want to do a stretch. You want to stretch out your hamstrings, piriformis, and your hip flexors. And you want to hold those stretches for about 20 to 30 seconds each. So a good way to do that is just laying down on the ground. And I can basically put these pictures up on Facebook whenever after the show.
Great. So we can look on your blog and find a lot of these out.
Right.
Okay, great.
Okay. The next thing to do for your abs is just a simple thing. It's the plank on the floor. And
oh, we did that one. That's up on my Facebook page.
And this one you want to hold for about 20, 30 seconds each, and you want to do about 3 sets of these. So after that, we can do wall squats with a stability ball, and this is another thing that you and I've done, Jim. And you want to perform about 15 reps of these, 3 sets.
Oh man, that'll gas you.
And so after you do this for a little while, 3 times a week, I'd say, you know, you'll be able to notice the difference in your lower back and how it's.
And I can perform
better. Right.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Mike, thanks as always. Where can people find tips and stuff like that?
Well, you can always give me a call if you need to reach me at 972-978-7846 or go to my website, and it's www.siphonfitness.com. And on there, you can follow me on my Twitter, Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn as well. So.
Excellent. Excellent. Mike Kwan from Siphon Fitness, as always, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
We're going to have a short break, and then we'll be back with Kevin Milliff and Jason Shapiro from the Aztec Group. We'll talk capital markets, real estate finance, right back after this. All right. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did. Now, I want to make sure you all join me at this next event that the Greater Miami Jewish Federation is throwing. It'll be also Thursday, September 15th. It'll be from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Apollo Bank. It's called Sunset Over Miami. It's hard for me to believe that 14 years ago I was with the first group that tossed this event, and now we're going to throw it again. There'll be drinks and reception hors d'oeuvres. Cover is $45 until September 8th, and then it goes up after that. RSVP early. Go to the network at jewishmiami.org or call 786-866-8446. This is the premier networking event in Miami-Dade County for real estate. You're going to want to make sure you are there, and I'll be there. I'll see you at the event.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with more on our commercial real estate show today. We've got Jason Shapiro, Managing Director at the Aztec Group, and Kevin Milliff, Director from the Aztec Group. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's great to have you guys. Now, we know that the capital markets have been significantly impacted by the instability on Wall Street in recent days. Can you guys kind of read the tea leaves for me? Tell me what's been going on. Yeah, they're pointing fingers at each other. Neither one wants to take this softball.
It's a tough one. It's impossible to read the tea leaves. What I can say is that there's a general, I think, consensus of sitting back, relaxing, waiting to see what happens with the market, perhaps after Labor Day, which is just a couple of weeks away, and see what happens from there.
Okay. Kevin, what have you been seeing as far as the price of money these days?
Well, just to continue on with Jason's point, I think a lot of what we've seen in Wall Street, 400-point drop today, is because nobody really knows what's going on. Everyone's selling everything they have, putting their money in cash. As far as the cost of money goes, for corporations and for the government, treasuries hit an all-time low this week. I think 10-year was at 2%, which is basically free money. However, if you want to go out and get a commercial real estate loan, it's more expensive than it was a couple weeks ago.
Now, why would that be?
Mostly because people don't know exactly what they're getting. With people selling everything, they're starting to request a higher and higher yield on their investments that they're giving out. So commercial mortgage-backed securities, where before they may have been yielding 5%, 5.5%, or people are now requesting north of 6% for their loans.
Now, that's having an impact on the market. That's changing transactions, but you guys can still get transactions done, right?
Every day.
Okay. And what are some of the transaction types, property types that you're getting financed right now in today's market that you could capitalize for people?
Pretty much across the spectrum. I mean, things that Aztec has handled in its 30 years, from retail, multifamily rental, industrial, what else am I missing? All kinds of retail.
Healthcare?
Healthcare, medical office buildings.
Okay. Okay. And you provide both equity and debt financing, right?
Yep.
Correct, Jim.
Is there a favored property type right now?
I think the market leader, everyone's been very interested in multifamily. I know earlier you were speaking with Tim Becker. The number of people that are renters because of the foreclosure crisis has doubled since previous. Before, everyone wanted to own a home. There are many that have argued that there's a complete paradigm shift from people wanting to own a home to people wanting to be renters. This has created a huge rental demand, which multifamily properties, they're actually talk of starting to construct new multifamily properties to keep up with the demand.
You're kidding.
No?
We're going to see new rental construction real soon then, huh?
We saw some cranes down in Coral Gables. We hadn't seen them for a while.
Oh, well, that sounds really good. It's a good thing that they let you guys out of your office every once in a while. I wouldn't want you to become too translucent, Kevin.
We saw them from the window of the office.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that everybody realized how hard you guys do work. So the financing is out there. There's availability of debt. How about equity?
Yes, I would say equity has been the main part of the capital stack for, I would say, since the downturn started in late 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, it was seen as a tremendous opportunity to acquire solid assets at significant discounts, although, you know, our experience at Aztec was that was more difficult than we would have liked.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's obviously a key part of the capital stack in light of where debt kind of settles out right now.
So let's say that I'm an operating partner, an operator out there, that I've got a project that I'm looking to recapitalize or capitalize in the first place. Can you help me with different factors and portions of the capital stack?
Absolutely. You know, one thing we've learned, and it's even more important since the crisis, is there's always capital available for good deals. And if anyone has a good deal out there, there are plenty of people that want to get involved in that project.
Now, if people want to get more information or they want to contact you guys directly, how would they do it? Let's start with Kevin first.
They're more than welcome to call me at my office, 305-938-8623. Our group, we're at the Aztec Group. We have a website, www.aztecgroup.com.
Okay, and Jason, what's your dial?
My direct dial is 305-938-8633 or via email at jshapiro@aztecgroup.com.
Okay, and if you guys were going to pick one property type that you'd be putting your money into, what would that be?
A mattress.
A mattress. Spoken like a true investment banker. And you, Mr. Milliff?
We've been looking actually recently. There's been a huge flight to quality, and we've been looking at very well, solid located triple net deals where we can get a very strong risk adjusted return.
All right. Well, that's great. That's pearls of wisdom from the two debt guys at the Aztec Group. Remember, you can reach them at Aztec Group, 305-854-5000. You can hit zero, and the lovely Lorraine will direct you to their appropriate line. We'll be right back after this short break with another segment here on Freed on Business. Hi, this is Jim Freed. You need commercial real estate financing? You just heard Jason and Kevin talk about how we can help you get financed. We can help you get equity to get your project capitalized. We can help you get debt to get your project capitalized. Kevin, Jason, or I can help. You can call us at 305-854-5000. My extension is number 222. Or you can just hit zero if you want to talk to Kevin or Jason. Remember, apartments, retail, office, healthcare, we can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Give us a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with more Freed on Business as we wait for Victor Franks to hurtle down the Grand Tetons and get to a telephone. We'll have Matt Gold.
I'm here.
All right, Matt. Welcome.
You ready? We're going to talk about pasta and meatballs or spaghetti and meatballs today.
All right, excellent. Give it to me, Matt.
All right, so everybody loves to eat spaghetti and meatballs. I don't know anybody who doesn't.
Okay.
But today we're going to talk about that busy executive on the go who decides that they don't have enough time, so they got to go out and buy it. Well, that's not true. You can do this at home. You even can do this at home, Jim.
No, I wouldn't do this at home. Vivian would do it.
Vivian might do it.
Okay.
And she's actually pretty good at it. I showed her the other night.
Yeah, she absolutely loved it. You know, she woke up this morning and told me, you got to thank Matt for that delicious dinner he made us the other night.
I'm so glad she was happy. Look, you pick your favorite pasta.
Okay.
I don't care which box or bag it comes in. Just pick your favorite. You're basically going to boil the water. You got to add some salt to the water because you want to have your pasta have a little flavor.
So somebody needs to know how to boil water to do this.
This is tough, I know, but okay. I think you guys can do this.
They turn on the heat and it goes.
And if you have gas or electric, you're going to know how long it takes because it's a little bit different in each house.
Okay, fine.
Got it?
Yes.
Don't add any oil to that water. Some people believe you put some oil in it, it gives it better flavor, it's better for the pasta. No, it just boils away and doesn't stick and it's a mess.
Okay.
No oil, just a little bit of salt, a couple of tablespoons at the most, and you're good to go.
Okay.
The pasta's got to be al dente. You know what that means, Jim?
Hard.
No, well, it's between hard and soft.
Okay.
But I'm glad you thought one way or the other. That's
okay.
Good. At least he's paying attention. Anyway.
You got to pay attention, Matt. Stop playing to the peanut gallery.
Here we go. Once you got the al dente pasta, you put it aside. Now we're going to make some sauce. You like sauce?
I love it,
saucy. Some people call it gravy.
I love to dip my bread in the gravy. It's fabulous.
That's the best, isn't it?
It is.
I like to take an old recipe that my mom used to show me. It was really basic. Although my mom takes 2.5 hours to make it, I like to do it in 40 minutes. I think the busy executive prefers the shortened version.
Yes.
It's just as good, I believe.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ma.
Give me the short version.
Well, you take whole peeled tomatoes.
Yes.
You take your favorite can. I like, you know, different brands. But, you know, you can pick any one you want.
Okay.
Go to your favorite market, pick a can of whole peeled tomatoes, get 2 cans, open them, crush them inside the pot, I'm saying. You got to get a pot.
I understand.
You're going to throw in some things like garlic and onions, and you could do powdered if you don't want to do, fresh. It's up to you. It's your call. But either way, you're going to put those items in. You got the onion, you got the garlic, you're going to get some oregano. You're going to put some Parmesan cheese with this sauce, and you're going to put in some olive oil and salt and pepper to taste.
Then I'm going
to
cook it?
Very basic. And then you're just going to simmer it, baby. Let it
bubble up slowly.
Let the coolness get into its vertebrae. You know what I mean?
I understand.
And it's going to just be delicious. 40 minutes later, you're going to have the most tasty sauce you ever had. It's fabulous. The whole kitchen's going to smell great.
My house smelled great.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
All right.
Listen,
well,
you got to make the meatballs now.
Well, you better hurry because I got Victor Franks. He ran down a mountain to talk to me.
Basic. I'm going to give you a basic recipe. You just take about 1.5 pounds of ground beef. Into that, you're going to throw in 1 whole egg, not the shell. Don't put any shell in there.
Crunch.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we're going to do the basic same ingredients as you did in the sauce. The onion powder, garlic powder, oregano, just a splash of olive oil. Maybe you put a little bit of milk because it gives it a nice creamy texture to it. A little Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper to taste, and you're good to go.
Sounds wonderful.
Make some meatballs, any size. I prefer ping pong ball size because they cook quicker, and I like to eat more than one, if you know what I mean.
Stop playing to the peanut gallery,
Look,
man.
All I got to tell you is you're going to put this into the sauce. It's going to be great. 40 minutes later, you're going to have a great dinner, and you're going to love it. Easy, basic recipe. Who doesn't love spaghetti and meatballs?
Matt, you are amazing. You got all that out in 3 minutes or less, like always. Matt Gold, chef to the stars, extraordinary guy. I can't believe how great the food was. My wife loved it. She's going to be raving about it.
Good.
You're the best, Matt. If somebody wants information.
They can always call me. We could talk insurance. We can talk food. I like both. 305-215-215. 7881.
All right, you're the best. And now I got to go to Victor Franks as he hurtled down the room.
He's not ready.
He keeps giving me the crazy thing, but he didn't keep talking. Oh, you got to hold up the sign that says keep talking. So you made the meatballs. Yeah. You made the sauce. How do you cook the meatballs?
Well, you throw them into the sauce. That's
you don't like
easier.
Boil them?
No, you don't want to boil them. All the flavor will come out in the water. You don't want that. You want the flavor in the sauce.
Well, that's why I'm asking you, the chef.
You
I'm just
put
a
it in the
jerk,
sauce.
You know, a guy.
You
I don't
put
know.
Put it in the sauce and you simmer it. And it's delicious. Now, if you want to really be low fat and a little health conscious, you can always make the meatballs, put them on a sheet pan, and bake them for about 5-7 minutes on a sheet pan. Get them all hot. Let the fat drip out of the meat, and then throw it into the. Throw it into the sauce.
All right, Victor's ready. My balls are hot. We're gonna go to Victor now. Victor Franks. We'll be right back. Victor, we got Victor. Break. Oh, we have a break. I love Juan. You're supposed to use signs because I don't get your stupid hand signals. Break. Break. We're going to a break, and then we'll be back with Victor Franks right after this.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice.
Hey, Dr. Franks, are you down off the mountaintop?
I'm still on the mountain, but I'm here.
All right. What are we talking about today, Dr. Franks? We're talking about...
Well, today we're talking about the country we live in, which is overfed yet malnourished.
Sounds like an oxymoron.
Well, it does, because look at how many choices we have, and we have trucking, so we can get anything at any time. And so there's this cornucopia of food. I mean, we literally live in the land of milk and honey. Unfortunately, the milk is pasteurized and homogenized, and half the time the honey's cooked, so it's poisonous.
Well, you know, we live in America. We have to eat what's here in America. So what am I going to do, Victor?
Well, you can still eat well, but it takes a little awareness and education because, people just assume, if I'm eating 3 squares a day, I must be, the old adage, well, if you just eat a balanced diet, you'll get everything you need. Well, it's not the case anymore.
Well, wait a minute. That's what Dr. Appledorf taught us in food science. He told us that the Big Mac was the perfect meal.
Well, I won't even tell you where Dr. Appledorf is these days.
Well, I know where Dr. Appledorf is, and it isn't with us anymore, but that's a topic for a different day. So,
exactly. It all comes back to the soil. I mean, my bachelor of science way back when was agronomy, which is crops and soils. And as I was telling Dr. Goldschmidt a while back, I said I had this epiphany when I was 19. I said, I'm in agronomy class. I'm participating in a war against nature. Here we got the poor soil in America is being systematically destroyed because of petrochemical fertilizers, which kills all the microorganisms in the soil, and all the different kinds of pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, fungicides. So they're telling us, well, you can, plus they don't even call it agriculture anymore, it's agribusiness. And so they're telling us you can use petrochemical fertilizer and poison, and what comes out the other end is healthy food.
I don't understand that. You know, I have – you gave me an aloe plant. I put the aloe plant on my balcony. I'm afraid to even put fertilizer on it. I just put water in it because I don't want the aloe to have chemicals.
Well, you really don't need that. Aloe is tough as nails. And,
okay.
And as you know, it's, it's a very healing plant as well. But it goes back to this NPK mentality, which is nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, period. And they think that, it'll make plants grow really fast. You get a lot of production. But the problem is, Jim, if it's not in the soil, it's not in the food. So I'm talking about all these micronutrients, things that you don't need much of, but you still need them. And so if it's not in the soil, you know, even though your food looks great, in fact, you know, a lot of the food that you see is, you know, or not organically grown. The organically grown food sometimes doesn't look as good, but it's not so much about avoiding the pesticides. It's about actually getting food that's got some really high power nutrition in it. So you got to, and that's one of the main reasons for eating organic produce.
Well, also, I like not only organic produce, but locally grown organic produce is sort of even greener. But Victor, so we've got America. We've got a bunch of dirt. We're trying to grow plants. We add chemicals to the dirt because they've been growing plants on it for so long that the chemicals are gone. What do we do? You're an agronomist. Tell me.
Well, I mean, you have to get back to organic farming, which is, it used to be in the history of the world up until 60 years ago, that's what everybody did. That's the only thing they knew was to farm organically, but because of, you know, the need to produce so much, they kind of forgot about the fact that food is for nutrition, and they're just, you know, going for volume, and it's more about quality than quantity in this case.
Well, you know, quality is very important as far as I'm concerned. And in fact, when you give me my vitamins, they're all food-based and not chemical at all. And that's one of the big issues that I have is whenever I go to Walgreens and look down the vitamin row, it's all chemicals.
Yeah, we've talked about that in the past, and me railing against synthetic vitamins. Anything that comes out of a laboratory is by design incomplete. It's fractional. And then you take it in, and then your body tries to complete it, and so it actually robs the stores in your body. So it's much better to go with, and they'll work temporarily, and it may actually make you may feel good temporarily, but you pay the price. It's kind of like the Fram oil filter guy.
Well, now, Victor, what would you recommend for somebody that doesn't have a lot of time, isn't necessarily a very high net worth necessarily person, and wants to, you know, live a reasonable budget? They have a budget they have to keep on. What are some good foods to make into your basic triangle, a nice base for people to start eating healthy with?
Well, first of all, you know, as much as what you eat, it's a lot of what you can avoid. I mean, try to avoid anything with white flour and white sugar. And those two things alone are, you know, it's kind of like America's diet.
No, no more confectionery sugar for me, no more pasta,
exactly.
Pizza. I mean, come on, how can I live like that?
Well,
but that is how I dropped all the weight.
Can. I mean, you know, I'm not a saint, but and neither are you, but you've turned the corner. And what is your one big secret? In the morning, you power down that dark green drink that has so much nutrition in it that it kills your appetite.
Yeah, I know. And what I found is that as long as I can keep myself under control, I do really well. And you've created a program of healthy foods and food-based vitamins that really keeps me healthy, even though I've lost a bunch of weight. Now, we've got 1 minute left. What's your parting shot, Dr. Victor?
Parting shot is there's plenty of stands around Miami that make vegetable juices and fruit juices. And when you say you take five or six big carrots and make a big carrot juice, if you ate six giant carrots, you'd be on the ground holding your belly, groaning. This way, when you take, even though the fiber is good, the big problem with the fiber is if it's not organic, the pesticides get tied up in the fiber. So when you take juice, it's pure regardless of if it's inorganic or organic produce. But the beauty of it is you get that concentrated nutritional shot drinking the vegetable juices, the green drink, any of that. And so that alone will make such a difference. And then you can still, you know, continue eating what you like, but at least get that in you, and you're going to get some nutrition. And one kicker for the vegetable juices, celery juice, because I know it's hot as blazes down there and you're sweating like crazy. Well, celery juice has natural sodium chloride in it, which is organic, so your body can take it right up. So you drink celery juice. I recommend mixing it with, you know, carrot juice or apple juice, and you go outside, and it seems to modify your body temperature, and other people are sweltering around you, and you're cool as a proverbial cucumber.
All right. Well, Victor Franks, as always, I really appreciate it. Now I know not to drink pickle juice. I'll drink celery juice. Victor Franks, always a pleasure. Ask Dr. Franks is his website. Make sure you visit it and learn more about Victor's products. We'll talk to you again next week, Victor.
Thank you, Jim.
All right.
feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Make sure you ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Victor Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfrancs.com. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back here at the end of the show, but we saved the best for last, I might say. It's the guys that are helping me reach out to more people every day. They've helped me go over 1,000 on LinkedIn. We're talking about Alex Thomas and Javier Morales from Associates in Business. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
How you doing today, Jim?
I'm doing absolutely super. Now, we've been working on putting up the new website. We got the new website up. I wasn't too thrilled, but that was my fault because I got all excited that it was up. And then I said, wait a minute, this doesn't necessarily project the image that I want. Let's work on it some more. Does that happen to you guys often?
Actually, yes, it does. And that's one of the things that really important to understand that, you know, once you come up with the design, everything that we kind of do follows that design so that, you know, from the website to the Facebook to the Twitter to the LinkedIn, everything carries that branding image. So it's important that we nail that down perfectly before we move on to the other. So it's very important to always go back and make sure that at the end of the day, you're happy with the product because that's going to be the image of the pages and the website.
Yeah, and then we integrate it all. I mean, Mike Kwan earlier in the show was talking about how he's got 13 different ways to reach him on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You're probably reaching by calling me, and I'll give you his phone number. but we started out doing a theme. We went one way, and now we're going to head back a little bit the other way, and that happens all the time. So what that did was that caused a slowdown in my business rollout, and that's what happens, right?
Sure. Well, I think the reality is that you find that when you're designing a website or any kind of web design or graphic design, there's a little bit of back and forth in that design process, and so that's kind of where we are right now. The reality is some of the functionality that's going to be included is already set in place. And that includes a streaming view of your Facebook pages, the ability to allow folks to read your blog or see your episodes and comment directly on Facebook from your website. And, of course, you also now have your RSS feed in place, so folks can register for that and be able to catch your new updates regularly.
So how does somebody register for the RSS feed, and what does that mean? Because I see that button on every website and don't push it and don't know what would happen if I did.
Sure thing. Well, basically what that allows people to do is to solicit or to receive information that's regularly put out. So in your case, you're going to be putting out a lot of episodes, a lot of articles. And so by subscribing to your RSS feed, that allows them to stream that onto their homepage. For instance, on my Google homepage, I automatically see any updates that you have on your website or on your episodes.
All right. And so what are some of the things that people can look for that we've done or are going to be doing? If somebody went on, they'd see that we've got a different color scheme, a different logo. And then we had talked earlier about maybe backtracking a little bit and starting again, keeping the same functionality of the website.
You bet.
Okay. So there's all kinds of things that can be done with that website, isn't there?
Sure. You know, the truth is that the functionality is a little bit more important for us than actually the look. Our designers can come up with different looks, but it really comes down to how does that website function and what does it bring to your fans and your listeners, your followers in terms of being able to communicate with you. And that's basically the infrastructure that we've set into place.
Now, I would say just by sheer force of personality and perseverance, I've gotten to 1,000 people on LinkedIn. Now, I don't have 1,000 fans on Facebook. I don't have 1,000 people on Twitter, but I do have 1,000 people on LinkedIn. What's the difference between the three platforms, and what does it mean when I say that to somebody who might be wanting to advertise on Freed on Business?
Yeah, I think to kind of jump in and answer that one, LinkedIn and Facebook are a little bit different only because the LinkedIn side is more on the business side. It's on a referral business. It's utilized a lot by businesses now for either hiring or just getting recommendations for people.
Uh-huh.
Where the Facebook is more on the laid-back leisure. So, you know, the timing is very important when you do post, how you engage fans, getting them to be able to post stuff back on the page is very important. So that's really the difference between the two. One of the things that we are going to be doing over the next couple of weeks is we are going to be doing a fan campaign where we're going to get your numbers past 1,000 on Facebook.
Oh, boy. I would be thrilled. So people need to watch. They need to watch the page. They should fan our fan the page so they can keep watching, and then they'll see how you can help their business increase their fans on their fan page too.
That's correct.
Because that's what we're doing here is we're using the Freedon Business website and all of the different social medias to try to build a coherent social media strategy and also demonstrate associates in business and what they've been able to do for my friends and now what they're doing for me and hopefully what they can do for you. Now, if guys want to get in touch with you or ladies want to get in touch with you, how would they do that, guys?
They can reach us at 954-828-0614 or visit our website at www.associatesinbusiness.com.
Oh, that's great. And Alex, if they wanted to get a hold of you personally, how could they do that?
Well, they can reach me at my direct line, which is 786-294-4737.
All right. Now, what are some of the things that we have coming up that we're going to increase the functionality with on our website? I know that we've talked about ad space and having some spaces for ads. Also doing SEO and increasing the SEO. We're going to talk about that on future episodes where we're going to talk about working SEO. That's going to give Javier hopefully a chance to talk because you've been dominating today, Alex. You are a big dude, but you got to let Javi do a couple things here. Now, what is it that we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks? We're going to be redoing the website. We're going to be putting the color in. We're going to be keeping that little logo that we designed and putting him someplace special, right?
That's correct.
That's going to be sort of like a treat that people can see later on.
That's right. Every now and then they'll be able to pop up and see him somewhere.
All right, great. And then we're going to be having some travel wizards up there too?
That's correct. We're going to actually create a couple of different wizards and widgets for the website and also for the Facebook fan page.
All right. Well, guys, I want to thank you as always for coming on the show. And this is Jim Fried. Oh, okay. Juan is getting his signs mixed up again, as always. Thank you, Juan. You know, I'm glad that we're able to work our military so well with guys like you in it. I'm telling you, man. Thank you, Juan. You're the best. So we're going to be adding functionality. We're going to be adding widgets. We're going to be doing things to the website. People need to continue to watch the website because we're going to be making changes and we're going to grow it. We're also going to do some things with Twitter and Facebook also. One of the things we're doing with Facebook is running a campaign. So if you want to be part of that campaign and win some of the prizes, you've got to go to Freed on Business on Facebook. That's F-R-I-E-D on Business on Facebook. Friend the show, and you will be surprised over the next few weeks at what some of the things are that we're going to be delivering. Now I understand what Juan is trying to tell me. He's telling me that there's 30 seconds left in this segment, right? No. The show. Okay. So what that means is I want to thank the guys from Associates in Business for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
I want to thank Juan for communicating with me really, really well. I want to thank you, our sponsors and listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. This is Jim Fried. We'll talk to you guys next week. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Well, out of South Alabama, come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street, you drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know?
Steep losses for stocks with a 4.4% drop for the S&P 500 index. I'm Charlie Paladap, Bloomberg World Headquarters in New York. For the fourth time this month, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 400 points on concern the global economy is slowing and on speculation that European banks lack enough capital. Marianne Bartels is Managing Director of Technical and Market Analysis at Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Well, I would say that the market has already begun to price in a recession. I don't know if we're in a recession, but the market is certainly behaving as if economic growth, you know, is slowing and looks to continue to slow.
Gold surged to a record. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 419 points to 10,990, a decline of 3.7%. The S&P 500 index down 4.5% to 1140. NASDAQ declined 131 points, a drop of 5.2%. That's a Bloomberg Market Minute.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
WZAB. Sweet.